If you happened to be on the subway yesterday in New York or Chicago or even Adelaide, Australia, you might have seen something shocking. People stripped to their knickers for the 7th annual No Pants Subway Ride. NPR's Allison Keyes tagged along with a group in Washington, D.C.
Metro Center, 5 Bottom, Waffle Plaza, Gallery Place. And don't forget to take your pants off!
Dozens showed up at DuPont Circle bound and determined to drop their pants for the cause, or no cause at all. Gwendolyn Elizabeth couldn't quite explain why she was stripping down to her boy shorts.
There is no reason. I am pretty much here, just heard about it through friends, and now I'm here all of a sudden.
Dean Mace says he didn't know the New York-based Improv Everywhere group started this to bring scenes of chaos and joy to the masses. The gray-haired man says he just likes not wearing any pants.
I'm a very expressive type person who is open to nudity in the right situations.
Like the subway? At least a flame-haired woman claiming her name was Ann Doe had a good reason for standing here in a miniskirt and cowboy boots, ready to drop trowel. She's turning 40 this year and says she felt like doing really stupid stuff.
I didn't want to have to de-boot and de-pant at the same time, so I figured I'd wear something that would be easy to get off over cowboy boots.
De-booting and de-panting at the same time could be awkward.
In public, yeah. At home, it's fine. I do it all the time, but in public, it could probably be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I say we ban pants worldwide. This could be something big.
At least Ayo Damola Okusende was fashionable. He matched his purple underwear to his purple undershirt to the purple pinstripes in his suit. And he followed directions. Board the train, drop your pants, and act nonchalant.
It's just a regular day for me, you know. I get up, I decide, let me go to work. So that's where I'm going right now.
The nonchalant part wasn't easy with a gaggle of photographers, professional and otherwise, tagging along. The intrepid Dean Mace nearly got left alone in his tidy whities.
Well, I'm having trouble following the group. I don't want to, be by myself doing this.
Nobody got in trouble, and most bemused commuters were simply amused. Eric Tearing admitted feeling a little sheepish for not joining in.
I feel a little guilty just being an observer, but I'm not about to take my pants off.
Chicken?
I'm in bad need of doing laundry, so all of my best underwear isn't available right now.
Wearing my pants, Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.